The Owl and the Cat.
Mao Tou Ying He Mao.
The owl family lived in the hole of a tree in a mountain forest near the village. The mother cat lived in a nearby cave with her young cat that had just started to learn how to hunt. One evening, under the bright moonlight and twinkling stars, the mother owl flew high in the sky. She found two voles eating corn on a field. She also saw that the little cat was lurking in the bushes, ready to strike. The voles heard the sound of the little cat and fled in separate directions. The owl saw the little cat chasing one vole, so she stretched her wings and pounced on the other. After picking up her prey, the owl was ready to go home. He suddenly heard the little cat ask her, "Great owl, can you please help me?" The owl asked with concern, "What's the matter? What can I do for you?" The little cat said, "I caught a vole, but I need two." The owl was a little suspicious. "Wouldn't that vole should be enough for you to enjoy a wonderful meal?" The little cat explained, "My mom's leg was injured, so she could not hunt. I only caught one little mouse yesterday, which she let me eat. She will only eat herself if I bring two voles. My mother has been hungry for 2 days. I am very worried about her. I cannot catch two by myself, so I wonder if I can ask you to help me catch one more vole." The owl realized what was going on. "No wonder I hadn't seen your mother for the past 2 days. It's easy. You go home first. I'll catch more voles and send two to you later." The mother cat saw that her little cat had come back with a vole in its mouth and said happily, "You didn't eat for a day. You must be hungry. Go ahead and eat it right now." The little cat said, "Mom, you eat first. You're hungrier than me. You didn't eat for 2 days." But the mother cat insisted that the little cat eat first. The little cat said, "I have asked the great owl to help me. She will send us more voles later. Please eat first." The mother cat still insisted on her little cat eating first. At this moment, the owl flew in the cave with one vole in her beak and another vole in her claws. The owl put two voles in front of the mother cat and said, "Mother cat, your child is just learning to hunt. It's normal that he doesn't catch many. But if you go hungry for the sake of your child, the wound would not be easy to heal. From now on, I will bring you food every day. Eat more and you will recover faster." The mother cat was very grateful and thought it was a teachable moment for her child. She turned to her little cat and said, "Hurry, thank the owl. We should always be grateful."
The owl said, "Don't mention it. Neighbors should help each other." The owl pushed the vole caught by the little cat to him and praised him. "Good boy, what a sensible child. You know how to care for your wounded mother."
The owl continued to bring all kinds of food over the next few days. The mother cat was no longer hungry and was quickly restored to health. Hunting with the mother cat, the little cat learned all the necessary skills. Since then, every spring when the owl entered the incubation period, she would find food brought there for her by the little cat.